This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shares of Amazon down about 2% today. Probably not on the Jeff Bezos news, though, because while he is not going to be the CEO starting this summer, Bezos is going to become the executive chairman of his company this summer, which means what exactly? Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
To find out what an executive chair even is, I reached out to Wharton professor Mary Hunter McDonnell. She says the executive chair is a strategic advisor to the CEO. The chair is also head of the company's board of directors, who the CEO is accountable to. McDonnell says becoming executive chair allows the former CEO to have a lot of say in the company's direction.
But also not be the person who's ultimately, you know, accountable for the strategic success or failures of the company going forward.
And since Jeff Bezos already owns millions of Amazon shares, he'll really have a lot of say in this role, says Matthew Slaughter, dean at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth.
This is probably one of the most unique ones in terms of the chair having been the founding CEO and also having such a large ownership stake in the organization.
The CEO to executive chair switch is called the apprenticeship model of succession. Bill Gates did it at Microsoft, Eric Schmidt at Google, Bob Iger at Disney. Sometimes the executive chair doubts moves the new CEO is making, says Robert Kelly, a management professor at Carnegie Mellon.
You start to then see power struggles between the current CEO, who might think that the executive chair is exerting too much influence or holding them back too much.
There can be battles for the board's favor and the new CEO's fate. But Kelly says since Bezos owns so much of Amazon, whatever he wants his chair will probably still happen. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.